Hey, welcome to Goons. We're recording on the eve of Game 5 from the Los Angeles Kings and Chicago Blackhawks. Only one's going to bring it up because I like hockey. My name's Nick.
My name's Max.
My name is Lewis.
And this is a second part to the Goons episode that we didn't...
This is the second week we've been lagging.
Oh, yeah. So this is going to be the second part to our first Goons.
Comeback.
It was pretty funny.
We'll do a part one. That's part one. This will be part two.
Yeah. So look out for part one first.
Max.
This is just a test to see who's actually listening. Yeah. You all fucking failed.
Nobody knows the troubles that
no
I have seen.
Cared.
So what do you guys want to start with? Do you want to start with something like current or something fucked up? Or?
We can do current fucked up. That guy, that virgin killer.
The fucking...
They're calling him the virgin serial killer. Have you guys... He wasn't even an ugly dude.
That's what I said.
He's just a dumbass.
He just didn't know how to play his cards.
He was just fucked up. He had a BMW. That's fucking made Hunger Games produced. He produced Hunger Games. He wasn't ugly.
He wasn't trying.
Yeah. No, it's not that. I think he was just fucking weird.
Well, he was nerdy, but I mean, even nerdy dudes get
yeah.
Look at all of us.
Whoa, speak for yourself. I'm a jock, bro. I'm Flash Thompson. With legs.
Wait,
ooh.
I don't even know. I'm so disconnected from, because my phone's been fucking up a lot, so I'm not even on, any media, that I saw his suicide video. Not his suicide video, but his video where he's, just telling everybody he's gonna, his judge.
Was he in a car?
Mm-hmm. I saw that before I found out about the killings.
I saw it. I didn't even play it, because I didn't even know what it was.
On a sadder note, you know some chick, some 16-year-old, or... Plug it back in.
Technical difficulties. You're good.
Hello?
Yeah, you're good.
On a side note, I thought it was fucked up, but I heard a story. Some chick got killed for saying no to some dude from junior prom. And this dude killed her at 6 o'clock in the morning, just stabbed the shit out of her and stuffed her under a staircase. But that got swept over this rich kid going on a fucking killing spree and not even killing. He didn't even do what he needed to do. He said he was gonna go to a sorority and blow fine bitches away.
I think he did go to a sorority, but he only fucked up two chicks.
He didn't find the fine bitches. Even in death, he was picky. So.
Because they weren't that good looking, the ones he killed. If that's what he was going for, damn, buddy, you're just weird. He was like, I will have my retribution.
Yeah, watch out, because you got no serial killer in your hands.
Who?
Your friend at Disney.
Oh, that weirdo dude? I told you.
What happened?
There's this weirdo kid at, he got hired the same day I got hired. So he was he was basically, because we were on a post together, and he's like, are you good with girls? I'm like, I do all right. And then he's like, yeah, I can't get any girls. And then...
The guy that wants to, fucking hang out with your sisters?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? And then he was like, I just brought it up later just to make conversation. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Disneyland with my sisters, but I don't want to be with them all day. He's like, well, I'll hang out with them.
Creeper!
I'm like, they're young. He's like, how's the oldest? I'm like, 16. He's like, oh, that's not too young. You don't mind me, hitting her up. And then...
Wait, what did he say?
He basically wanted me to hook him up. With my
bad. I thought I heard filling them up. I was like,
what the fuck?
I'd be on the way with you to kill someone.
I would have gone to my lead. I'm like, he's harassing me and my family.
And my sisters that aren't even here.
Yeah, he's going to harass someone.
I don't want him working here.
I'm thinking he's just waiting to get into the costume just so he can fill up young kids.
Probably.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Well, he wants to move to attractions, basically. Rides.
Oh, okay.
Give me a hug, kid. And then he was trying to hit up on this other chick. He's basically trying to hit up on any girl that was near him. And then one of them is like, "How's your day going?" And then before she leaves, "You're pretty, by the way."
Voice cracks and everything.
She just ignored him and kept walking away.
And how many fucking people did that kid kill?
I think he killed six people and injured 12 people.
Dude, you can't even do that right, man. I don't know. I don't know, the whole news thing's been
spewed
on me.
My retribution.
Yeah, that video, even the fake laughing, I'm this kid LARPs. He's LARPed before,
I want to see the video.
We all know our culture. We all know our nerdy peers or our nerdy brethren. And it's kind of that's all.
Because, the kid was rich.
I didn't get to watch it.
He was good looking. I guess he was just fucking stupid.
He just didn't play his cards right.
He's like...
What?
daddy.
Fuck it. I mean, people are just fucking stupid and crazy.
Like, the thing, too, like, he made a big point about, like, oh, ever since I hit puberty, I'm like, dude, okay, you hit puberty. That means you had years to work on your shit. That just means you saw. Like, I kind of wanted to be there just to be, like, be in the car with, like, doing that video. He's making that video. Just be like, okay, this is what you need to do.
I just wanted to walk by the window, just punch him in the chin, keep walking. He's like, I'm throwing my life away. Like,
right? Just smack some sense into him.
And then he starts getting all these chicks. He starts.
Yeah, because even he got mad about that. He's like, I'm coming out for all of you who get laid. I was like, dude, you know there's a fat, ugly guy who just got laid who's like, man, what the fuck happened to you? Like, how come you're not doing it right?
He was going to, and his, he had a manifesto. He's going to kill his brother, too, because he's like, he's going to beat me. He's going to outrank me in a social life. He's going to kill his brother because his brother's going to.
How old is his brother?
I don't know. He's probably like 13, I
bet. Yeah, the guy deserved to die, so.
You know, there's one person in the world who suffers more than him, who will never go on a shooting spree.
Who?
That's my friend Gordo.
I don't know about that. He's been hitting back lately.
He's been hitting back, but he's not going to go and shoot a bunch of kids up.
Now he'll shoot a bunch of guys, not girls. Don't call her a bitch!
He gets mad when we call girls bitches.
Oh, so he's like fucking, he's like Charles Bronson then. It's all good. Charles Bronson and Death Wish.
Don't say that.
He's a feminist.
But if he hasn't gone and shot up anyone, then you know what?
I like that Yoko said feminist. Because that shit just blew up on Twitter this weekend.
Did it?
You see about that?
No.
Me and Rick have just been picking fights with them because all feminists, like some one chick's like, it all started with some chick that we know named Yasmin. She put up something that I agreed with. She's God, like, oh, like, why can't there be like a Hooters for women? And it's just like, and like some dudes like, it was Chippendales. And she's like, oh, no, like, I want to go to lunch and I want to see guys like, naked and they're like or I want to see guys on like just g-strings and shit. And I was like, you know what, I agree with you, because it's gonna show like now socially it can even out that we are right when we can say girls are fucking pigs too, because they just want to stare at some dude's ass, and then you're gonna think that's socially acceptable. You're just gonna become as fucking lonely and deviant looking as the guys that go to Hooters to drool over girls.
Even at Hooters, you're not even at fucking
exactly. But then I told her, I'm like, you know what? You're gonna have to worry about one of us assholes, not us personally, but like us like thinking like, you know, one guy's gonna like try to push and be like, you know what? I can get jerked off for a tip. Mm-hmm. Like you already know that's gonna happen. So like that started our weekend, and then like I don't know, feminists have just been picking fights on Twitter that they're fucking losing, because like I shut some chick down because she's like oh, you know, like you guys don't know all this other horse shit, like we want equality, and then I was just like, you know what, if you want equality, like why don't you just fucking like don't put a label on something, because you already set yourself aside from something, you don't want equality, you just fucking, you max your point out, bitch. And I'm then an they get mad because you say feminist. Bitch. Yeah, right, I don't know, feminists been blowing up on Twitter, and it's just like, it's bullshit. Like, I don't believe it. It's horse shit. I just want to shut them bitches up.
Ooh, just fucking slap her in the face.
I like to thank Oscar for the water that's next to me.
The water sound effect.
He decides to fucking wash dishes out of all time.
Put the mic on it.
Okay, so hold on.
Wash dishes, Oscar. Wash them. Like the bitch you are. Wash them.
Everybody's doing their part, though, so I cannot complain.
Alright, house.
See, I think we're a better Pizza Night team than your
than the original Pizza Night. Yeah, it used to get wild here,
wild and out.
Remember, remember the great fucking catching someone getting banged behind the house.
Oh my god!
The deer in headlights.
Hey Max, remember Yusuf's mom calling him?
What?
Because my friend's black, right? You know, we're on.
Black, right?
We're on the Tarzan tree.
Say that because Johnny's here.
The Tarzan treehouse at Disneyland. And then you hear like a and like, hey, uses your mouse calling. And then we hear like, like, dude, your dad too.
It's funny. Johnny's over here like, hell yeah, it's a good one.
Goddamn Nate Nigers.
Fucking naggers.
You naggers. That's just funny on South Park.
Yeah.
They're annoying people.
Nigger.
I'm sorry,
we're
naggers.
Looking for naggers?
Some shit called...
Yeah, I know this, but I don't want to say it.
Like, at work, some like really dykey black chick like was trying to get on one of the rides, but the seatbelt wouldn't go down because like she's fat. And then and I was like, I need you to push it down more. She's like, nah, nigga, ain't going no more. And I started laughing. I laughed right in her face. And I was just like, what the fuck are you going to call me, nigga?
I couldn't take it. Like, it's just...
Because it reminded me of those stupid vines that are going around. Like, y'all niggas hiring?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me? Y'all niggas hiring? That's what it reminded me of. Like, this bitch just called me nigga. Like, and I was like,
you were like, what?
So we just got cut off temporarily.
I kind of cut it off.
Yeah, I kind of cut it off my ass.
I was like,
shut up.
Nah. Go ahead. You were like, you were like, you were like,
I don't know. I fucking forgot. I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up. And then I slapped her in the face. I was like, equality, bitch. If you're if a man's stupid, I'm going to slap him. So you're stupid. So I'm going to slap you too.
Remember we got on a...
I think Rick put that video up of like how it is when people react when a woman like physically abuses a man in public.
Oh, I saw that video.
Oh, in the UK, right?
Yeah,
I saw that shit
like,
too.
Like, I was like, how the fuck is that like that? I was like, you know, like 40% of like men are physically abused, but everybody always uses... Like, it's a double standard. Cause people are,
you know what they should say? 40% of men are bitches. That's what they should just rename that.
Like, I mean, like...
I'm not gonna hit them back, but that's the end of the relationship.
I'm out.
I spit on my ex girlfriend. She slapped me.
Was
like,
it
huh?
Was it
nah, this is like you get mad. Why you slap me? No, we were arguing. She slapped me, and I like, and I shotgun spit in her face. Like, she's like, oh, like, did you just do that? And then she tried to chase me down the stairs. And
I would have been like, what are you complaining about, bitch? You take shots in the face every weekend. Like, what do you?
She tried to chase me downstairs, and when she was running downstairs, I moved to the side, and she just tumbled all the way down.
And then she was unconscious. I took her wallet, and that was it.
No, and then she told her mom, he hit me. And like, nah, Lewis wouldn't do that. You're just lying.
Damn.
I'm like, praise the woman.
Yeah, I've been accused of beating a girl.
Yeah?
Yeah, Daisy. When we first started going out, like, her teacher. My girlfriend bruises like a banana. Like, I'm not, like, she'll sneeze on her arm and there's a fucking bruise there. Like, like, I'm not shitting you. Like, so, she sleeps with a bunch of, like, dogs and all over there with their dogs on the bed and the cats, too. And my girlfriend's clumsy, so she'll walk and, like, she'll turn, hit a wall, whatever. So she had a bruise on her arm and I went to go pick her up and from school. And her teacher, like, right as I'm, like, picking her up, she's like, are you okay? Is everything okay? And then her teacher just, like, I didn't like her because they were on a different track and I just didn't like this chink bitch because... She was mean to like all the kids on our track. She thought it was better than us, and didn't help that we were all like we would always just fucking like yell really stupid shit. I was like, we're mad because you know math, ho. Like I was like, why are you teaching English, bitch? Like you're Asian, you should be doing math. No one can understand you. She like dogs me as I walk by. Like, what the fuck's this about? So she thinks like I hit you. I'm like, the only thing I hit is that pussy. And then that's pretty much it. You know, story. Story lost theme really quick. I thought this dude just took his pants off.
I hate when that happens. You're telling a good story and then it just gets off the rails.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah,
I don't care anymore.
Max's stories are like that half the time because I think he feels that we cut him off.
Nah, because in my head, everything's funnier. And then I say it out loud and I'm like, that shit
wasn't funny.
That shit, why the fuck did I just start this shit?
I just like saying stupid shit out loud. Like something that sounds funny in my head, I know it just sounds really like obnoxious. So I'll just say it either way. Like, it doesn't matter.
I'll say it, but then I'll just start making up shit as I go along.
Start like, rolling along with it.
More and more interesting and shit.
I had my sister. She kept talking. She's like, those speakers are mine. Because her ex-boyfriend gave me his speakers, her computer speakers. She's like, they're mine. She just kept yapping her mouth behind my neck. And I just got up and I got her from the neck and I threw her inside the room. And I locked her. I put the couch there. And I left the house. Because it was just me and her. I left the house. And she told everyone I beat the shit out of her. Like... But it's funny because, like, white boy John was there. Because she doesn't speak English that well. She's like, are you that man? And I'm like, John, keep walking. Like, he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know what to do. Leave the house.
Like, it's funny. So, I got a weird look because I had a break into Daisy's house, like, to get inside because no one was home.
Yeah.
And it's in the ghetto. So, it's like, everybody kept, like, for some reason, everybody's outside looking at me. And I was like, you didn't even pay rent, fucker. What you looking at me breaking in a house you don't even own? Like, fuck you guys. Like, it was weird. Like, every time I stick my arm through the window, like, there's like fucking 10 people, like, he's breaking into the house. I'm like, hey, you're here illegally. You broke into the fucking country. Like, what the fuck's your problem?
Hey, steal me some pants.
When we're like, I got in there and seen it, and some girls, like, some ladies, like, are you breaking in? I was like, I'm fucking, yeah, because I'm calling the cat by the name and it's coming to me. Yeah, I break it in the fucking house. I don't know. Yeah, fuck you, okay?
I had to break it to someone's house once.
I used to bring it to my house. That's when I was skinny enough to fit through the doggy door.
My story was, I let my friend Caddy
that door.
borrow my iPhone charger. But she left the house and I needed it because I needed my fucking phone charge. You know, that's my life and shit. But this bitch lives in a 2-story house. Her house is upstairs.
That's her vida.
She leaves her window open. So
was she fucking Rapunzel?
No one's home, but I go to like the back to look for a ladder. Long and behold, they have a fucking ladder there. And I climbed the fucking ladder to her window. And Boons.
And you got laid.
I wish. Fuck no. I got my iPhone charger. Might as well have been laid because shit was tight too. I got my fucking iPhone charger.
I heard a weird story today.
What is it?
Daisy's like where she works now. Like she works at some like clinic, and that her mom and some other chick, because like the chick that cleans everything was off duty, because her mom like does the same thing Daisy does, had to clean up fucking cum from a bathroom.
Ugh.
But apparently it was like mountains of it, and it smelled bad. Thought about it, I was like, mountains. When's the last time like the cum only like, that. Like the last time I remember like cum smelling like anything like really horrible was the fucking gym locker room at our school. Like ugh. It just smelled like fucking like chlorine like gone bad and just
sounds
like
pretty good.
Nut like. Like, and like it was weird too, because I thought about it, I was like, how, like, why does it take two people to pick up a load? Like, did that dude just fucking cake the walls, like, purposely went in there? And they told me how to kick him out because they literally opened the door, and like he just like he might have just slow jerked it to where he just looked someone in the eyes and just kept going, like, you're not gonna fucking stop me.
Like, do some.
I remember I spit a loogie and like on the in a shower in like the handles where you turn on the water, and I forgot to clean it up, but it was like a loogie. So then my cousin goes in to take a shower, like, who came in a fucking, because he grabs it, like, who fucking came on this shit? Like, and I forgot that I spit on it, like, I don't fucking know. I was like, and then I remember, like, oh, it was me, like, you came on it? Like, no, like, it spit. Nice. Like, oh, all right, good. Like, but he got mad, like, who fucking came on it? Hater, was it you?
You know what that means, though? That means he's had another weird run-in with touching someone's cum.
He probably had threesome with it. He spit right in his face.
He had a threesome. The guy finished on him.
There's an e-fuck video like that. Have you seen it, Max? Like, I guess it's a threesome, right? One of them is about to jerk off in the chick's mouth, about to bust in her mouth. But and the other guy's behind the chick.
Oh,
but the cum flies. It flies over the chick and it lands in the.
I remember that shit.
It lands in the dude's mouth, like, oh, and it said,
that shit was fucking funny.
And then it said, headshot. It was like, it was like, Halo, headshot. It's one of, he's been in two videos on E-Fuck.
He has bad luck.
No, the other one, it wasn't really bad. It was like, I guess this guy fucked up this other chick, and she started coming all crazy, and he's doing a face like, oh. He's like, oh! He's like, whoa! He's like, it's just funny. You should check out that website, but it's not mobile though. If you're just gonna use your,
it's a fucking your phony website.
Yeah.
Like, so we have listeners. All right, let's get our listeners to go take a look at that and tell us what are the funny videos they have.
We have fucking
we'll see.
EFUKT.com. Tell them we sent you.
What? Sponsorship by it?
I wouldn't mind getting E-Fucked sponsored.
E-Fucked. Headshot.
It's a fun website when you got nothing to do. But, you know.
There's another one like, I speak English. They're like, because she was like a dick, right? And then they just keep talking shit to her, get her all mad. She's like, you don't fucking know me. And then, like, as she's talking, like, cum is dripping out her mouth. And she goes, she's
like, you can't take anybody serious like that after.
Huh?
You can't take anybody serious like that
she's
after.
She's a feminist, too.
You got something to say? Say it in my fucking face.
Yeah, that was. No, that's the other bitch. The white chick. I think her name is Mary or something Cums.
Mary Cums.
She's like, you don't fucking know. She's like,
yeah.
She's funny.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Oh, you fucked. Have you seen the guy that buzzed, he's fucking like some hot ass chick, and then I guess he nuts in a minute, and then she's like, he's like, let's go again. No, I gotta go to class. Like, you're not kidding me. Serious? I'm serious. And then at the end, it's like for a South Park clip. You had it on. You blew it. Because like, she was fucking hot. She was like super hot. She was cute and hot at the same time. But
wouldn't hot apply with cute?
Is it like the
she's hot where she's cute at the same time,
like the innocent cute thing? Or
no, I think well, I think
like
what I'm trying to say
like she's been fucking torn up by like
dogs. No, I think what I'm trying to say, she has a hot body but a cute face.
Wouldn't that just apply in general?
So on the next subject, we got shut up.
NBC X-Men.
Yeah, I saw X-Men.
Was it gay?
No, it was pretty. No, it was the best X-Men movie.
That shit was.
I'd rather read the comics. I don't like the movie.
Okay, I understand that, but if you want to watch a good film,
yeah, it's probably the best comic book.
It's a good film. It is. That's a good film too. So, yeah. Why are you just refusing to watch X-Men?
Just because I never liked it. Like, damn.
Gerard Way got the he got an exclusive.
Oh, I'm definitely not gonna watch it now.
No, No, it's about the Watchmen. They sent him a original 1989 screenplay for when they originally planned to do the movie. Yeah. I'd like to. That'd be pretty cool to read. Yeah, they sent it to him. He's pretty cool. He's a comic book writer. He's pretty cool at all those dudes.
Who's he writing for?
He writes for what does he write? I think Dark Horse.
I know I should know this because Kevin Smith's like all fucking wet over him, but I skipped those.
Because he was nice episodes. To his daughter.
Dude, I skipped those episodes so hard.
He was like, so high though. He was just like,
oh no, the one where they talk about like him growing up and like working at a comic shop. That was cool. Like yeah, I admire that.
Got robbed and stuff.
Yeah, but I'll always come back to that fucking episode. I'm like, you're song? Fucking too high to be doing this shit.
No, he was too high with the song. He's like, he dissected the song and then he's like, what is this part? Being like, I don't know. I just wrote it. Like
exactly.
Like, what does this next part mean?
Does Gerard smoke too?
Huh?
Does he smoke too?
Nah, I don't think he smokes. He says he doesn't.
Smokes?
I wouldn't. You know, he's happily married. Those fangirls. He's happily married. He's not gay except for Frank Arrow.
What the fuck is that?
The guitar player, the short guy.
I don't like that band. Yeah, I love the story.
Those fan.
Those, like super fangirls?
Fangirls that make fake love stories about them being gay.
I remember
so they can get wet.
I remember in middle school, there was this chick who was trying to convince me that AFI, like all the members, all have sex with each other.
No, but Davey Havoc does fuck the guy from Tiger Army.
But
he used to fuck the guy from Tiger Army.
I'm trying to say, like, she was like dead set on like, no, but they really fuck each other.
Was her name Mary?
No, her name was Monica.
It was Maria. You're close.
Yeah. I was like, dude, like
they fuck each other.
Who gives a fuck if they fuck
but
each other?
But dude, like that's what I don't get. Like how does a girl get off on like homosexual activity? Like, is it hot for a girl to see another dude get like a dick in the ass?
Song?
What song?
Like it's the 2000s. Like chicks love gay dudes. Yeah, like I'm an emo kid, non-conforming as can be. Never heard that shit. That shit was really
I remember
funny.
That stupid ass song.
It was a fucking funny ass song.
That's funny. Like now that I don't know, I never got that. White chicks were like super. So, because I remember that, like, the fantasizing about, like, other, like, dudes in bands fucking each other. Mm. I was just like, that just means you have, like, more of no chance to get boned by these dudes if they're banging other dudes. Like, they already looked over you in the food chain.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to have sex with you.
Fuck it. I mean, you fuck who you want to fuck. Whatever. Right?
Huh?
All right, so how's the X-Men movie then? Like, well, weren't you saying something like comic book readers weren't liking it or something? Somebody wasn't liking it, like media wise.
Johnny was saying. There's
always
comic book readers that are not gonna like it.
A Wolverine, what the fuck? But it's probably the best X-Men movie for sure. And then it's probably the best comic book movie out right now. And but everybody was talking shit about Quicksilver because you know, he looked pretty stupid. But he was probably the best part of the whole movie. Like
how he looks stupid.
The silver jacket with the goggles and the bad hair, the bad wig.
It's a comic movie.
Yeah.
Go on.
But now people are apologizing. Like, we're sorry, Quicksilver. I guess because he really stole the show, though, for, like, his parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, you can tell, like, they really, like, went super ham on his, like, one scene. The one scene that he did really good. I don't want to, like, spoil it, but...
I'm not going to watch it, so it doesn't matter.
You should watch it, though.
I'm not. But I'm not going to waste my time to go see X-Men.
I have downloaded it or something.
Yeah. Nobody can download it on.
I'll bring it for you, and you put it on your Xbox. Put on a USB.
It's a good watch.
I'll bring you Spider-Man as well, because I know how much you like Emma Stone.
No, he hasn't watched Godzilla either, so bring him Godzilla.
If it looks good. I'll get you Godzilla.
I'm still going to go see it in the theater. Like, I need to go see that in the theater. I was pissed off.
A lot of people are bitching about it too. That it sucked.
Yeah, a lot of people are bitching about it because they didn't grow up watching it. They can
but
eat dick.
Everybody's
okay?
Gonna bitch about something.
Shut the fuck up, Max.
It's crazy how we saw three screenings in a row. Like,
what'd you see?
You want to make it fourth tomorrow? Thursday night?
Which is coming?
Maleficent.
Oh yeah, Maleficent is coming on. I'm probably
Johnny's not gonna go.
I'd go if it was a horror movie.
Watch it twice.
We saw Spider-Man 2, and then we watched Godzilla.
Oh yeah.
We watched X-Men. Damn.
Okay.
Well, it's summer. We're gonna watch a lot of movies.
Maleficent. What was this supposed to be about? Just her.
Sleeping Beauty.
So why did they just call it fucking Sleeping Beauty?
No, it's not. It's not about Sleeping Beauty. It's about the movie's called Maleficent.
But the Sleeping Beauty actual girl is.
She's in it, but she's not the main character.
But there is what we saw. Well, at least what I saw then was like the relationship between them two.
But they didn't show her going to sleep.
Because she didn't get laid out yet.
That's basically, it's a prequel to before Sleeping Beauty.
It shows how she got cursed and all this bullshit. And then it shows, like, later on, like, they're talking, like, in the woods. Honestly, it looked like I thought, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why would she curse her and then become friends with her and shit? And then
remember, it says evil is complicated.
And we all know how it goes, where basically she falls into eternal sleep until her true love comes.
I don't know how it goes. I never seen those movies, dude.
What?
I was too busy watching The Sandlot when I was a kid.
Okay, well, I was busy watching Sandlot and Sleeping Beauty, so.
I was busy fucking girls.
At the ripe age of 3.
I actually lost my virginity to 8 as an 8-year-old.
Let's see what Oscar has to say about
that. To Oscar. He put the mic up Oscar's butt.
Ladies and gentlemen,
butt.
That's Oscar's ass.
You mad, Oscar?
No, Oscar, that sounds like Blue's Clues. All
right, so you recommend for the listeners to go see X-Men?
Yeah.
They'll find out next week if they should go see
X-Men. They've probably already seen it, too.
I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people, I mean, I've seen, I don't want to be that guy, like, oh, I've seen the fucking people that are listening. I know they're all going to go see whatever the fuck that.
Maleficent.
Because Disney's
in right now. Disney's been in, dude.
Disney's always going to be in no matter what.
There's going to be one asshole like me going, I don't fucking like it. Fuck no.
The 45th year of Disneyland.
Damn.
All I'm worried about is tomorrow.
No, what's like tomorrow?
Fucking game 5.
Ah.
Wait. Yeah, game 5. Wait.
Damn. Yeah, game 5. Nick doesn't know. What?
I was like, oh, we're winning 3-1.
What time is these?
You see, that's how the cables fuck up, Max. Come on, Max.
I work, so I'm going to try to. Well, I mean, last time I worked and I made it. When after like the 3 goals, it was like 3-1.
So which one? Yesterday?
No, not any of these games.
Oh.
You know, I wish we could see Maleficent like how we saw the preview at Disneyland.
Damn, with all the smoke. That'd be
pretty
shit.
Cool. Because yeah. It's like a 3D fucking 4D
like
environment.
4D.
Like, I guess when the fire, the dragon comes out, it starts blowing.
Wait, why
fire.
Does she have a dragon?
She turns into a dragon.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I guess when she does that.
What is she?
She's a fucking, she's an evil fairy,
Johnny says. Oh, I thought I heard evil ferret. I was like,
she's a ferret.
Disney is fucking up. Hey, give him a mic. Wait, is it again?
It's 3 good fairies, and then she's the evil one, but she's like the mistress of all evil.
He's got a clothes hanger on his head, so I take his advice. Like, I believe it.
Maleficent dude right there.
She's like not a midget, too, because all the other fairies are fucking small.
Hey, we prefer to call it dwarves.
Little people.
Yeah, like, It's a timeless classic. I recommend anyone to go watch Sleeping Beauty.
Watch what?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, like whatever.
Better wake that bitch up at a right. Like,
I liked it though. I liked it just because Maleficent, she turned into a dragon. Like, oh yeah.
Well, we saw it at California Adventure.
And like it was like being in the movie.
It wasn't like being in the movie, but it has smoke and effects. It had lighting effects.
There was like when like the wind starts blowing.
Yeah,
when actual starts like it wind starts blowing
really
in the theater.
Cold and shit.
Pretty cool.
It was tight. I'd pay an extra $5 if all the movies were to do that.
I pay for
there's something
like
that though that I didn't. It just didn't catch on. It was like at the Chinese Man Theater.
Yeah.
I forgot. I think it's called Extreme or some shit like that. But it didn't catch on.
I'm pretty sure because they did it for like the wrong movies.
They did it for I think they did it for Terminator maybe. I don't remember.
You can probably get away with Terminator.
Universal's Terminator shit was fucking sick.
They should update it a little bit though. They took it off. They're for the minion. For what? They took
it off for the minion. Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was like
so stupid. They took it off for the minion ride.
No, but I was there. I think we rode the last day for the Back to the Future ride before they made the Simpsons thing.
Oh, okay.
The Simpsons ride is pretty cool. But I was getting motion sickness.
Why?
I never get that. I don't know why.
Damn, we should tell him the Victor story.
Oh, yeah. My friend Victor, he's a bitch, right?
Lead off with that.
He's bonafide bitch.
He's scared of, like, rides, basically. The only rides he got on that day was Snow White,
all the
Pinocchio.
Oh,
was that the only two rides he got on?
He got on shit.
That was it on.
That's it.
What a fucking
bitch. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. He got on. Those are the rides he can handle, right? But then we tried to get him on other rides, like Hollywood Hotel, whatever. the Twilight one, but he like, no, I'm gonna go drink. So he went to go drink, and then later on, I'm like, I tell these guys, hey, let's trick him to get on Space Mountain, cause he can't do roller coasters.
Why not?
So he's scared.
Cause he's a bitch. That's what the whole point was.
But the plan was like, I was like, hey, let's go to Star Tours, cause you know it's kind of the same.
He knew
like
what Star Tours was. We told him it was like just a moving seat. And
yeah, we told him it was like a Back to the Future.
Yeah, we did. So,
but the whole time we're in a Space Mountain line for like an hour, and then every time like a big Space Mountain comes sign, like a sign that says Space Mountain, we'll try to turn around, and Max starts talking to him. And then in the line, like, are you sure this is Star Tours? Yeah, like, just like,
because they say in the last speaker, they're like, welcome to Space Mountain.
Yeah, he's like, and they're like, no, they talk about all the rides here. Like, oh, okay. And then he starts like, are you sure he's still at the end of Star Tours? And I'm like, yeah, they revamped the whole ride, you know. And then he's like, but you said it was like a screen, like Back to the Future. Like, oh no, it's like. It's kind of like a tram that goes through many screens. Like, we just bullshit. And then he sits down like, this is fucking Space Mountain. it's too late for him to get out. It's already closed down on him. And then in the picture, he's like, his eyes are like, I have it on my phone, actually. Like
the whole time, like, I don't even know why you close your eyes if it's already a dark fucking room in there. Like, you already don't see shit. So I don't get it. It was fucking funny.
He's like, but then he's like, oh, wasn't that bad.
He liked it.
He liked it. We broke his balls.
They still have a submarine right there?
Yeah, but it's under maintenance.
Why?
They're fixing up every ride for summer, just so I won't fuck up during summer.
Which is bad for us because we didn't get to ride a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, Space Mountain is going to be closed for about a month and a half.
Well, at least we rode it. Poor John. That's another roller coaster. He's not gonna want
it. John got on it before though.
Yeah, but he was like the one talking shit about there not being good rides.
Oh yeah, did he get on Space Mountain? I mean, the Splash. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did get some Splash Mountain.
Oh, we can get on Thunder Road. We didn't get on that one. It was closed.
Oh yeah, we can get on Thunder Road.
It was closed for the year last year.
Wait.
His brother Snapchatted his because he threw up apparently.
I want to see this. I'm gonna check out my Snapchat.
Leo threw up.
Fuck, Oscar, you're so boring.
Leo, if you're listening, we fucking hate
you. Hey, Oscar, how do you, when you're on a date with a girl, how do you talk to them? Pass the mic to them.
He does it. He just tells them they're bitch on fresh.
Tell us your perfect date and how do you get them in bed.
So this is our new section called J2F.
J2F with Oscar. This is J2F with Oscar.
Just cue the Benny Hill music because I know it's going to be comedy. That's all
right, go ahead. Oscar, tell us.
So what is my what again?
Your perfect date. How do you hit on them?
Well, I'll have to take them to Baskin Robbins first. So. And
that's personal. Tell us how do you take a chick on a date? What do you do? Where do you guys go?
I don't take them
on dates. You don't take them on dates? No. Where do you guys go then?
Because you hang out. Them you
guys go... Oscar, shut up. Your mom's home.
Wait. Let's further this. His bed for about what?
Like 30 seconds.
I was going to say 45. That's long enough. I was going to give you more.
That's all I need.
30 seconds? Because you know, Oscar's like, 30 seconds and they come in 20 seconds. Then I come.
And then I say Fullerton and throw something orange at them. Huh? And I say Fullerton and throw something orange at them.
Fullerton! Titans!
Some orange confetti comes out of my...
As you come, it's
orange, orange confetti comes out his dick when he comes. It's just like orange confetti.
Streamers and shit.
His butt starts talking.
There's a cheering section out from the window.
An elephant just starts like roaring. Or
his dog starts barking. You did it, Oscar.
Yep, that's my perfect date.
Me too. While watching him. All right, that concludes your moment with J2F.
Yeah. Find out next week what's his perfect attire for his 30 seconds.
Stay tuned.
That'll be a longer section. That'll be a longer section.
We might even start it at the beginning. Mostly not because we might forget it.
The week after that, we're gonna ask him about his tattoos.
Why he crossed. He crossed the line on one of them for me. So
the Star Wars, King
Star Wars,
Lord
and
of the Rings,
Lord of the shit, fucking things,
Lord of the snooze,
right?
Snooze the Lord.
Even the trees walked.
The only cool thing about those that the Lord of Rings movie that I like was good video games. Those hollow thingies. What are they called?
Yeah, Return of the King is fucking boss.
The Towers one was dope as fuck.
The Witch Kings, they're pretty cool. They're pretty scary. Like, what? Remember those fucking Harry Potter looking thingies? They're like
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah, because as a kid, like, oh shit, don't get caught, don't get caught. Like, hide, Frodo. And then that scene, and they're like, fuck, this movie's boring. I returned that movie on VHS to the VHS shop.
And I need to rewind it.
Fuck that. Now I rewind that shit. I'm not trying to pay a dollar for not rewinding.
They charge you?
Yeah, some places. Because I didn't go to Blockbuster. I went to like, Excalibur Video. You guys remember that? Next to the KK's.
Damn.
Shit.
I used to go to 2020. That's
right, Dragon Ball Z movies.
Next to the Ralph.
Dude, there was a 2020 in every city, though. Because I went to 2020 in like three different places. Like in Echo, Whittier, and then here.
That's the best part as a kid, though, going to go get a movie.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, oh, yes! You know, Friday!
That's actually how, like, one of the key, like, aspects of me getting into wrestling was my Thea.
He used to grope you.
Damn, that's fucking nasty.
Hey, that's your story, not my story.
Damn, now you got that shit in my head. Fuck.
She groped me in a full Nelson and I never
recovered. That was a good strike, though. I striked it in pretty good. Like,
yeah, I don't want to tell my story anymore.
No, he's looking back right like, fuck, she did grope me.
I thought we were wrestling. I didn't notice we were naked.
We're in the shower. I thought we were having a water match. Oh,
shut the fuck up. I can't look at her the same anymore. Fuck.
Because now you see her naked. Fucked,
I don't even want to think.
Is she hot? Fingering your mom.
She's pretty boss, though. She gets all
the bitches. She's pretty bomb. I know, I'm just playing.
She gets all the bitches.
Oh, is that the one I gave
Shut
you the
fuck up. Don't try to be cool with me now.
Look, me too, butt hood.
They cross the line.
Cross the line.
There's no lines to be crossed, there's only circles here.
No.
Is she the one that gave you the baseball tickets?
Wait, it's a circle of hate because we're going to fuck with them next.
I don't got the yes.
Nah, just wait. It's coming. It's coming.
So yes. Do we do the... What's next? What else is big and happening this week?
I got Watch Dogs.
Is it good?
Oh, that's just fucking tight.
I just saw the commercial for it, and I was like, there's a guy in a coat, and I was like, what the fuck is
he doing?
Definitely
one of my most favorite things in the game is there's this thing called Digital Trips. You heard about them? It was like...
No.
Like, it's a real shit. Like, these... I think Johnny used to do this shit. Remember that shit you and Montez were trying to show us about if you listen to this music, it's going to make you feel a certain way? I didn't believe it. I tried it. It didn't work on me. Either way, it's like, it's a real thing. Like if you Google or YouTube Digital Trip, like,
I'm gonna check that out later.
It'll come like a bunch of like music will come out, and like it's supposed to be like music. Okay, well, I guess the trick is you're supposed to meditate.
Remind me, Digital Trips in 2 hours.
You're supposed to meditate and then listen to these audio files, and they're supposed to make you like feel like high. No, I guess not make you feel high, but like help you hallucinate and help you like do all this crazy shit.
Max over here trying to acid trip.
Well, it's not drug. It's just
your,
music.
It's yourself.
Yeah. But you know what? I tried.
Drugs.
I guess I haven't, like, been in that meditative state, but...
I can only do it when it's running water.
Yeah, it isn't as...
When what?
When it's running... Like, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but, like, I can, like, think clearly, and, like I use it a lot. Like, when I have, like, a show coming up, and I need to, like, remember my parts for drumming or guitar, like, I'll just stand in the shower... And like just like point the shower head down and turn it at a certain like at a certain way, and then everything like slows down for me. Like really, like I'll close my eyes and I can count like everything that's going by me, and then I just turn that into 4/4 like the measures that we play in, and then I'm able to break every single note that I play down like every second of every song. So that's the only reason. That's the only way I can meditate. Like
that shower.
Like, yeah, that or like putting like because I used to do like every morning like when I got out of high school I used to like. Like, I actually used to work out, and I used to sit in the middle of the living room, just, like, Indian style, and then listen to, like, flowing water and just, like, just meditate.
That was your name, too.
What?
Flowing water.
Flowing water.
I gotta pee all the time. That's my name.
It's from Bruce Lee. It's, like, water moves through everything, so.
Oh, yeah, 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 I remember that.
I got a new shower head.
Try it.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Try it. He becomes like the best drummer ever. Like,
yeah, because that's like, water. Dude, every part that I think of that where someone comes up to me and they're like, oh, it's fucking sick. How do you do that? I was like, I just took a shower.
I took a shower.
The fuck does that even mean? I was like, I took a shower.
Like, whoa, I just jerk off in a shower. You do something else.
Like, you become talented and shit.
I don't like jerking off in a shower.
I don't know. People still jerked off in showers. This, okay.
I got my own room.
I saw this, like, short film where I guess this dude was trying to fuck his girlfriend, but she wasn't having it. So he just goes and drags off in the shower, but he ends up getting, like, the bathtub pregnant. And then, like, the next morning he goes. And
you had to send me that film, dude.
And there's, like, a baby who's born from the bathtub. And, like, he runs away with it, like,
my baby.
Trying to hide it and all this shit.
It's
fucking crazy. And
is it, like, half, like, shower? No, it's like a full human baby.
It's a baby, but it looks like fucking deformed because it has like
red eyes
and shit. It was fucking great. And then he goes back home, and his girlfriend comes over, and he leaves it in the bathtub, and his girlfriend knocks on the door, and they're having an argument. So he goes back to check out the baby, and it's like in pieces, it
broke down.
Like, it's a gunk. It's not even like he's picking up body parts. He's picking up gunk.
Ugh.
And he starts crying. His girlfriend walks in, like,
what is that?
And he starts crying, like, on her. Like, and she's just like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on?
Baby.
It's fucking crazy.
Send it to me.
What would you guys do if that happened to you? The baby just came out of the shower.
I definitely wouldn't run away with it.
Yeah, I'd kill it.
I'd kill it. Just. I'm not having no demon shower, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, baby, I mean, about
who's going to believe you?
That's why. Why would I tell anybody? I just kill it.
Exactly. Like, if you tell someone, like, it could keep.
Like, bad enough, I got knocking on the shower window. Fuck me. Like, I'm fine.
It's the most humane thing to do, too. Just kill it. It'll be studied.
It'd come out like, kill me.
End my life.
End me. Ironically, you know what? I'm pretty sure, like, if babies came out, like, sick, they'd say that. It's like the only two people you're going to ever hear that kill are, like, me. Really bad cancerous patients and babies.
Kill
whatever
me.
Beast just say, kill me.
Kill me.
That's true, though.
Nah. But first, feed me. Might want to change me.
Pizza.
Love me as I am.
Was there a story happening before this? I feel like.
I don't think so.
I forgot something.
I thought we were going to bring something up, but are we bringing anything up? I wanted to bring up the fucking.
Oh, I was talking about Watch Dogs.
Talking about Watch Dogs.
Trips. One of my favorite things about this game is if you take like a digital trip. You can actually, like, it just takes you to a new, like mission where you control, like, a big old robotic spider tank. Like you're using, controlling it, and it has, like, missiles and guns. And you can start, like, blowing up cars and shit. And you can climb buildings.
So you're just pretty much daydreaming.
Well, he's, like, not daydreaming. He's hallucinating. Like, okay. He's dreaming. He's
so he's daydreaming.
But there's four different ones. There's like a racing one, and there's a really funny one where like you have to bounce through the city like on flowers. So like if you bounce on a flower, it'll jump you to the next flower. But the flower won't come out until you get really close to it. So that's where you gotta start like strategizing your moves ahead. I mean it's an okay one, but the spider one's fucking awesome because you can upgrade the spider and do all this like tight shit. Yeah, you can go back to it and play as much as you want.
It's a replayable minigame.
It's a minigame, but it's a fucking awesome minigame. My favorite part is, like, imagine you on the fucking street. Like, what would you fucking do?
Look at this guy selling you a story.
A big-ass fucking spider, like spider tank coming at you.
I've told them, I think I've dreaded that day my whole life that giant spiders come towards me because I'm terrified of spiders.
It's just missiles.
I'm not terrified of spiders, but I get mad when if like there's a spider on me. I'm like,
what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I'm like, I wasn't gonna even kill you, bro, but you're on me, bro.
Like I grab it and I just throw that shit against the wall, like.
You ever seen that picture where it's like, what if this was a real conversation? Like a spider comes down on you. Like spider talking, like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, not much, just hanging. And then it's like, hey, yeah, like, you're not gonna hurt me. We're like, nah, we good. Like, oh, like, don't come to my bed tonight. Like, oh, you got it, man. like they're all
like an agreement and shit.
Hey, man, like, don't even trip. I won't go.
The spiders could talk. Like, I bet that's how.
But my shady brother, I'm not gonna promise anything that he'll be there.
The only thing I don't forgive ever is a roach. Because they're the rudest fucking insect ever. They'll be like, hey, what you eating? Let me get some. It's like, but like, oh, you were going to, they're swimming in your milk. Oh, you were going to eat this? Like, fucking roaches are rude as fuck.
You know what? That's true, though.
They're just fucking, hey, what's up, bro? Like, I'm going to get some of that.
He's that friend that would run up to you in school and, like, put his arm around you and then put his hand in your chips.
Oh, not even asking. We've all had that one person.
I think I've met some people like that. I hated those fucking, or I hate those people that you'll give them something like, oh, let me get some chips. But they go way overboard. They take like 80% of your chips. They're like, yeah. Thanks, man.
I used to get back at, like, there's a girl, or my friend Lupe used to do that to me. And like every time I buy chips, she's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, and try to fucking just like distract me with eye contact and just like her fucking like fistful of like chips. I'm like, and it was like the 75 cent bags. Yeah. So like two handfuls of fucking bags gone. So like one handful, I'm like, fuck, man. And then I'd get fucking hoodwinked into a gang. I wouldn't be paying attention. Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Fuck, get away from my chips. And I look in the bags empty. So like then like I just started getting rude with her. Like she'd buy Gatorade and like by our fourth period.
Let me get some.
No, I wouldn't even say that. I'd walk up and just open it and drink half of it and close it. And like I'd look at her and drink it and then look the, oh, thanks, and just walk away.
She's like,
what the fuck? I'm like, that's for my chips, bitch. And like every day, like anytime she ate chips, like I'd be gunning for like fourth period. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking drink all your Gatorade. Like,
in my high school, we had a thing where we get people's backpack. We'll take out everything, flip it inside out, put a shitload of leaves in it, and just close it back up and just leave it for them.
Yeah. We used to flip them, but we didn't put leaves in them.
I used to flip them and then put textbooks in them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rip out like notebook paper
and just stuff shit in it. Those shits
are the fucking times. I wouldn't do that. What the fuck?
Damn, Johnny's talking about slashing people's bags over here.
He's like, I never. Who the fuck's bag? I thought it was Gio that. I never like slashed people's backpacks. Like,
dude, I would get mad if someone slashed my backpack.
We cut someone, like, you know, like, you know, like the things that like the fucking adjustments, like you can leave, yeah, like in the show. I cut that on someone's backpack because like, they flipped my friend's backpack and we didn't know them. They just thought it was funny. I looked at my friend. I was like, oh, do we play for keeps? I pulled out a knife and I just cut it, like, and then I flipped it. And he got all fucking mad. He's like, well, what the fuck, man? I was like, dude, don't touch our shit. I don't know you.
My grandpa gave me that. Before he died.
I remember, yeah, my grandma bought me a maiden backpack when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, our maiden backpack. And then some kid, when I was in seventh grade in summer school, some kid shoved me, and I hit a fence. And he shoved me purposely, and I hit a fence, and, like, it broke. And I remembered that shit till the day I saw him at a gig.
Damn.
And we were playing a show, right? And it was funny because, like, he's like, he was all like, hey, man, what's up? I'm like, you broke my fucking backpack.
Oh, I fucking
and, like,
hate
just,
you.
Like, and I said it like an idiot. I said it in front of my friends. And I know that, like, my friends and, like, my cousin, who's, like, super hostile, I was like, you broke my fucking backpack. And I shit you not, dude. Fucking all I saw were, like, hands and arms next to me. And this dude just got fucking, like, knocked the fuck out, like tenfold.
Oscar's knocked out. You guys know what that means, right?
Rape time.
Mm-hmm.
That's Oscar's game.
What?
Oscar waits for the girls to fall asleep. Slip and slide. Here we go. You can't get away, but nice try. Look at Johnny sweep. Oh, isn't Johnny just the cutest Johnny thing you've ever seen?
Of, like, working for free. Like when he used to work at Five Guys, he was like, he was 9 o'clock, but he was still helping them close the store.
Look at employee.
Dude, I'm off good the clock. Employee. I'm like, outies, bitches, later. It's like, whoop.
You never had like a, I can't say you had a real job, but like a job, like labor job.
Not like the pharmacy tech job. That was about it.
Nah, like.
I like, but even work. That, even like that, like I didn't give a shit because I'd finish all my shit before my time and just chill. Like there was never days where I was like, I'm going to leave like fucking 400 scripts for the other
people. Specifically like a restaurant. Like I worked at Starbucks and I knew like I wouldn't stay for free and help them close. That was like a given. Like fuck that. If I'm gonna clock out.
Why? Because they're gonna think you're gay again.
No, what the fuck? That doesn't count. I don't care about that. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't care. They think I'm gay.
I'm fine with my.
But it's happening again. You know that?
How's it happening again?
Some bitches were like talking. One of the girls who works there, she had the balls to tell me. She's like,
hey, are, Max, you gay?
Are you gay?
Are they gonna talk about this?
Huh? No, but that was a Starbucks one where the chick at Starbucks. This is the one at my current job. And I was like, why? And then she's like, oh, some girl asked me if we think you're, if I thought you were gay. And I was like, who? She didn't want to tell me who. But, you know, like, I kind of like started tricking her into telling me who it was, because I was like, first of all, I didn't know anything. She just said someone, and I was like, what's her name? And she's like, I don't know her name. She's like, oh, so it's a girl. And she's like, fuck.
Okay, it's Allie.
I started trying to get like clues and shit. But either way, like, now I just fuck with her the whole time. Where I remember I told her, like, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is. And then we were at a ride, like, it was a bunch of us too. And I was like, raise your hand if you're gay. Fucking super loud and shit. I'm just like, fuck it. If you think I'm gay, I'm just gonna
milk. You can say that?
Dude, I saw something funny as fuck. Well, yeah. I saw something funny as fuck on YouTube about, like, you brought up gay. Like, I put something on Twitter today. Like, just, I was quoting Ralphie May. I don't know if anybody knows who Ralphie May is. Like, a pretty big comedian.
I know who Brian May is.
like he's fat. That's what I meant. But he's pretty, like, he's pretty well known.
Yeah.
He has a show that he did at the Los Angeles, or the Hollywood Laugh Factory. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know what? Like, he's talking about gays, and he's just, like, he's really blunt with things. And he has a really good sense of humor, and he just flat out, like, he's like, you know what? I'm tired of fucking people taking things that, you know, that we're used to, like, we used to fucking use. And he's like, remember when you were a kid? And you draw, fucking take all of it. What are you leave me fucking this? What are you, Oscar?
you leave right? A backwash.
I'm going to leave you one inch.
It was fucking,
Johnny's such an old man.
He goes, remember, like, when you were a kid and you draw a house, you put a rainbow over it? It's like, when the fuck did the rainbow sign become, like, universal for gay? It's like, can't they just pick fucking one color? And I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, why the fuck what the hell does a rainbow symbolize? Like, does a rainbow mean, like, you, like, gargle dick? Because if that does, then shouldn't every girl get a rainbow, too? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. How did gays end up with a rainbow?
They adopted it.
It's fucking fabulous.
How can you adopt something? That doesn't mean shit. That means, like, that can just...
The Nazis adopted the swastika, and they gave it a whole new meaning.
Well, what the Nazis did was they just slanted it up.
Yeah.
And they're like...
They put the eagle on it.
Like, there you go.
Well, there you go. Like,
but they didn't even do anything to it, though.
Regardless, like...
Let's take it back.
If you see a swastika...
Let's take it back.
Let's take back the rainbow.
A campaign to take back the rainbow. So when I have children and they draw a rainbow over their house, no one's going to be like, oh, you're gay.
No, and when my kids draw a rainbow over their house, people are going to be like, oh, this kid likes pussy.
Right? Yeah, see? That's what I want. We need to take the rainbow back.
Or at least give it back to the Irish and shit. Like, oh, it's a pot of gold.
All right. We got to give the gay community something, though. We can't just take it away from them.
You know what? They can have a color.
They can have a color.
They can have a fucking color. Like, what do you need all colors? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's lavender. Cool. Yeah,
it can't be pink.
No, it can't be pink.
Pink's lavender's too universal.
Pretty no.
Lavender's nice.
No, let's get
something neon.
Those heterosexuals are trying to take back pink. Remember, like, oh, fucking real men wear pink. Like, yeah, real men eat pussy. Okay,
you can
fuck
have
out of here. I know you don't eat pussy.
Oscar wakes up. I do.
For about 15 seconds.
He's like, he doesn't even like getting anything back. He just likes to eat the girl out and have her go home.
I hate when a girl's like super light and then you see her tits are like brown. I'm like, what the fuck?
I thought you meant like light, like in weight.
I
fucking love fat bitches.
Like, I was with this chick once and she was like, she's like fucking pale skin, right? And then I take out her titties out and they're fucking dark as fuck. I'm like, what? I was like,
so I'm guessing you only tan your tits?
Invert?
How does this work?
Someone put the invert option on you or something? Like,
they didn't let this bitch cook right. That's right.
I thought it was like totally the color like your lip.
No, that's not true.
Your nipples?
Yeah.
Everything other
we're all looking now. At our nipples right now.
All the listeners are like, nah, is not that mine. True?
Did you have you see, Johnny's lips are way redder than his.
Well, if fucking twisting, they're gonna turn fucking red.
Or when you rub his asshole, they turn pink.
That's Kimberly Jones.
Johnny's laughing. I'm gonna kill you.
All right, so any of our listeners, we're taking gay back. We're taking the rainbow back.
Well, I want to take back, too.
We're taking gay back.
we're making it tappy again, damn it. No, I have no problem. Like, anybody that knows me knows I have no problem with homosexuality because one of my best friends is fucking gay as the day is
Oscar,
long.
Oscar, you know, mm-hmm. Oscar's gay.
You know, my friend was gay before fucking people knew what gay was. And around our age group. Like, we knew my friend Desiree was a dyke from, like, the minute we met her. We met her, like, in first grade, second grade.
I lost a fight in third grade to a gay kid. He sucker punched me in the gut. Like, fuck, damn it. I was like, I got punched by Dominique. Because his name was Dominique. He was the gayest. I think he's the gayest thing I've ever seen to this day. Because he's like, you fucking bitch. He's like, just talk to me. gayer than Miguel. She's probably a tranny too right now. Cause he do the whole hand thingy. You fucking like, and he had a big butt, so he stuck it out, huh?
Did he snap? Or did he snap his fingers?
I'm pretty sure he snapped. His name was Dominique. I remember Dominique. Yeah, Dominique, bitch.
You know, if he is a tranny now, you know it's gonna be like, oh, I'm Dominique to dominate or some shit like that. You know, it's a fucking stupid catchy bullshit. I'm the Dominator.
No, that's his MySpace name.
Are you ready to get dominated?
Oh my god, what time is it? Fuck, it's 1:13.
You wanna do that Stone Cold story to finish this out?
Fuck.
This is why you should never take a shit at Max's house, apparently, because
like my house bathroom doesn't have a lock. Like since we moved in, like there was no lock. It was just a door like closed, and you hope for the best and shit. And then I guess I don't know. I guess my mom wanted it or someone. I guess the landlord just came in and had someone install one of those hook locks.
One of those cheap fucking locks. You just go.
Not even like
a. Oh, it is a hook lock. Oh, yeah.
It's the hook one.
It's like those old ass hanker locks.
Like if you wake up at 4 a.m. to go take a shit and you're gonna like close the door, you're gonna hear cling 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 on the wall, and they don't even fucking work. I swear, like, there's two ways to do it. It's either you can crack it open a little bit and with like a piece of paper, just like,
yeah, I was gonna say when you pull a credit card or something,
yeah, the credit card, you open that shit up,
or just kick that shit open. That's the, as Max does.
My shit to do is like, my brother loves to take shits with his iPad, so he's in there for hours and shit because he's not even taking a shit at the time.
He's just chilling and shit.
Like it's just like he likes to go and take a shit and just sit in the toilet, but like I don't think he flushes. I think he still has the shit. There. Like, isn't that weird?
Like, his asshole sticking up like shit.
Like, wouldn't you want to like just flush it, like
mercy like, flush?
But okay, he just chills and shit. I'll fucking go, kick the fucking door down, and start making Stone Cold Steve Austin's like theme song. Dun, 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 and I go to like the shower, and start sticking my hands up and shit.
There's me and Yoko in the window throwing like fucking just Coca Cola in there.
Start smashing up cans right there.
Your brother's just looking at you like, what the fuck, man?
That's another funny ass story too. My sisters aren't allowed to drink like sodas at their dad's house, so they'll spend the whole week there, and then when come weekend they fucking come to my mom's house and they start smashing up fucking soda cans.
Stone cold in the 90s like, and shit.
Then they're like, "What are you guys doing? What? Put the sodas down. What?"
Sorry, throw.
We're out of soda. No,
get the table.
I could imagine
the Dudley sisters.
But like they had like the little princess tables and shit. The little chintzy ones and shit.
Oh, fucking tea time just got real and shit.
Start breaking them out and shit.
They fuck up Moses.
He's getting 3D through tables and shit.
I forgot about the testify.
That should be fucking funny. Start throwing the hands and shit. They do the 3D hand sign too.
It's just you watching them in the living room as your brother's in the carol.
Oh, just that's fucked how, up by them.
They start beating the shit out of everyone just drinking soda.
You can't leave them alone and shit.
They come in with their luggage. I bet they just toss this shit out. Start fucking 3D.
The room turns into a match. That's it.
That reminds me of Moses. He'll never clean out his luggage.
Oh yeah.
What?
My brother's left the house 2 times. Like both being kicked out of the house. No, actually, I lied. One time, he was.
Oh, he just stayed, huh?
He went to visit Texas because I guess he needed a break from the house because he's fucking miserable over there, apparently. But it's his own fault because he doesn't do shit with his life.
How's he miserable? He's got the life over there.
No, to him, it's miserable.
He's like, fuck, I'm tired of having free phone, internet.
Yeah, he's like, fuck.
Free soda whenever
but I
want.
But I have to clean my fucking house. Like, what the fuck is that?
Is that when my sisters come over and they 3D me through tables? My brother kicks the doors open.
He's being fucked up by your sister.
So he went to Texas. He was supposed to stay for a week.
Stayed there for like 3 months.
He ended up fucking staying there. Like he didn't even want to come back to LA. So he had my mom like ship him like all his stuff so he can get a job there, try to go to school there. But then like like an idiot. He doesn't want to say the real reason why he came back, but I know the fucking real reason.
What is it?
Because to go to school there, you gotta pay out of state fees, right? But it's like $3,000 and shit per like class or unit or some shit like that. Some ridiculous fucking amount. And then my aunt was like, oh, like we'll pay for it if you're being serious about school. My brother's fucking dead lazy, so I know he knows that, like, fuck, I'm not going to have him waste all this money on me just for me to fail all the classes, because all the classes he's already had, he failed them. He loves math and shit. He claims like he's like a math genius. He failed that fucking class. He's failed like a political science class too. Like,
the fuck you failed that?
He fucking failed it. Like, so I bet he knows, like, oh shit, if I had them pay for my fucking, like,
I gotta actually work
class, I gotta fucking pass, because I'm not gonna have him waste all this money on me. So that's the real reason why he came back home.
I think the only real reason he has the high school diploma because he lucked out.
Yeah,
he lucked out like crazy.
How'd he luck out?
He just paid for it, basically.
He only went to high school for 3 years, and on the last year, he was just like...
And he's failing, too. I saw his report card once.
He was failing, so he had no chance of passing high school anyway, so he just had my mom pay for him to take a test, like one test that you can take, and if you pass, you get your diploma. Yeah, so he did that.
What was that option for me, man?
Or Max?
I don't even know. No, he graduated the same year as me. He got his diploma around June when I got it. So technically, we graduated the same year.
So back to the luggage story.
So this fool, like, comes back from Texas. I didn't even think he ever took it out until he got kicked out again. Like,
he brought his luggage, right? And he just leave his luggage right there, and he won't put his clothes back in the drawers. And I guess
that was his, like, place to get his clothes. He just get it from his
luggage. The luggage?
And then when the fresh clothes would come back, he just put it back over there.
And when you see his mom was bitching about it?
Yeah, my mom would fucking tell him, like, clean it up. Like,
I'll do it later.
Fuck, I'll do it later. Like, I know. Fuck. That's how he talks and shit.
Recording. I know.
That's the second fucking time he stops the fucking recording on us.
On you.
I didn't touch it. You saw that, though.
No, I saw your computer's been, like, blacking. It's been flashing a lot for some reason. I thought it's like he's screenshotting shit.
It must be some sort of automatic.
Let's finish the luggage story so we can get out of here.
So this fool, like, leaves the house again because he was kicked out. Because, again, he's not doing shit with his life. And he's getting everything for free. But he's still complaining that he has to clean up the house. This fool, like, he won't clean up anyone else's messes when my mom's, like, cleaning up his dishes, cleaning up his clothes. Like, she washes his clothes and shit, and he won't pick up, like, our dirty stuff because he didn't make it. Which is, like, the stupidest thing ever, right?
I've done that before, though.
Damn, just because mad right now. Like,
I've done that before just because, like, I've had assholes be like, oh, like, oh, you're not gonna clean up my mess? It's like, it's not my fucking mess to clean up. But, like, right. No, I don't know. No one ever really cleans up after me, so it doesn't matter.
So this fool, like, leaves the house again. He didn't even have to pack shit because everything's already fucking packed.
He came back already, didn't he?
He came back recently. He just came back to the house again.
When he thinks the next kick out?
I hope soon. I honestly like having my own fucking room because I get to bring bitches like all hours of the day. Now I had to pre-plan it. I'm like, hey, a chick's coming over. So
go eat.
I need you. Yeah, go to Johnny's house.
You ever just had him?
I would send him.
Maybe that's why he's miserable. He's not getting pussy.
Not because he could, but
I think he just doesn't have a game. That's it.
I guess
he has an online game, though.
His friend agent slipped it out. Like, I guess, like, he told me, like, well, he said it out loud, like, oh, you still seen that chick? And I was like, what the fuck, Moses? You like girls? And
then You're not gay?
He was like, oh, this is a side bitch. And I was like, you can't have a side bitch if you don't have a main bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Like, well, you're my main bitch, bro.
So I guess he's dating girls, but he doesn't want to say it.
My mom thinks that I don't have sex just because I don't take anyone home when she's there. Because she's fucking nosy. She'll be like, you don't take me out to eat. What the fuck? Like,
you going to fuck me when I get home? All right, then thank you, because that'd be really awkward.
Get out of my way, Mom. And that concludes our story.
Yeah, so just give us some feedback on the e-fuck stories. Which ones you guys like?
Can you guys really give us feedback, though? Like, I'm tired of, like, I feel like we're just talking.
Even I wouldn't do a feedback. I was like, Someone else will do it.
Well, just feedback on anything. Do a question and answer. Say, like, give us some fucking questions. Like, we'll answer.
Okay. Yeah. Give us some questions.
We've been saying that.
I think we gotta post that on Facebook.
Yeah. So it'll be posted then.
When do you guys post it?
I'll post it, but I don't even think it's gonna work. All right, fine. I don't even think it's gonna
Max
work.
Max won't do it.
That's true. No, I'll do it.
Nick, you can do it.
I'll do it tomorrow because I have none. I'm house sitting tomorrow.
All right, Nick, you do it.
All right. Well, so I guess this is the goons.
We get, but Johnny's gonna give us a goodbye send off message.
All right, John.